An attempt to recall three Boulder Valley School District Board members has failed. Boulder County Clerk and Recorder Molly Fitzpatrick announced via Twitter the group attempting to force a recall did not submit any petition signatures by yesterday's deadline. Nine people were seeking to recall Kathy Gephardt, Richard Garcia, and Lisa Sweeney Moran over their decisions to adhere to the county's public health guidelines, including the requirement for face masks inside schools. Recall organizers had 60 days to gather 15,000 signatures for each petition. Fitzpatrick's tweet indicates the Boulder County Clerk and Recorder's Office now considers the recall effort over. Stage 1 fire restrictions take effect today for unincorporated areas of western Boulder County. According to a news release issued by the Boulder County Sheriff's Office, the restrictions are in place due to increased fire danger, lack of moisture, and a forecast for above seasonal temperatures without precipitation. The release also attributes restrictions to moderate to severe drought conditions throughout the state, combined with low resource availability to respond if a fire erupts. The ban, now in effect, prohibits any fire not within a permanently constructed fire pit, ring, or grate on public or private land, portable or grill fires on public land, smoking in non-cleared areas, the use of personal fireworks, firearm shooting on public lands, including explosive targets, using any engine without a spark arresting device, and welding in a non-cleared area at least 10 feet in diameter and without a fire extinguisher nearby. More information on the fire restrictions is available at the Boulder County Sheriff's Office website. The Denver City Council has approved a license agreement for Colorado Village Collaborative to lease the parking lot at the city's Human Services East office for a managed campsite. The site will be the first to operate on city property and will house up to 50 residents, including 40 people living at the Park Hill United Methodist Church campsite. The agreement passed by 11-1 vote Monday night, with councilperson Amanda Sawyer voting no. According to the Denver Gazette, the agreement does not include any additional funding for campsite management and charges the Colorado Village Collaborative $10 for the lease. The new 15,000 square foot campsite will operate from December 14th through November 30th, 2022, and will add to two existing sites at Regis University and Denver Health. According to officials, the Colorado Village Collaborative will fence off the site and staff it 24/7 and will provide residents with heated tents, bathrooms, laundry services, food, and other support services, including help to find permanent housing. Colorado State Representative Ron Hanks and two Colorado County clerks have signed a lawsuit claiming that the 2020 election system software was improperly certified. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
Hanks, first-term state representative of House District 60, filed the suit against Secretary of State Jenna Griswold as part of an effort to conduct a third-party audit of the 2020 election in the state. The Colorado Sun reports that Elbert County Clerk Dallas Schroeder and Douglas County Clerk Merlin Klotz have also signed on as plaintiffs in the lawsuit that was filed in Denver District Court on November 18th. The lawsuit claims that not only was election system software used in all of Colorado's 64 counties improperly certified, the suit also claims that Secretary of State Griswold's office illegally destroyed election records and that Griswold exceeded her authority by adopting emergency rules to prevent the kind of election audit that occurred in Arizona, which she deemed illegitimate. Experts, courts, and election officials from both parties have debunked the claim that the 2020 election was fraudulent or compromised. Last year, after the 2020 election, Elbert County Clerk Schroeder's office conducted a hand recount of the vote in Elbert. The recount proved the results were correct. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
Louisville City Council members have selected Jeffrey Durbin as the city's new manager. Council members made the selection among four finalists last week and will formalize Durbin's employment agreement and appointment at a future city council meeting. According to city officials, Durbin has worked in local government for 25 years and was most recently the interim town manager of Frisco from April to August of this year. Prior to Frisco, Durbin was the town manager of Fraser for 16 years. Durbin will replace longtime city manager Heather Balzar, who resigned in August. Today's weather includes sunny skies with highs reaching near 60. Tonight's lows will be in the mid to upper 30s. Skies will be partly cloudy this evening in Boulder and Fort Collins and mostly clear in Denver. The current temperature outside the Boulder studios is 42 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.